بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون. The beginning of this surah, and in the surah Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has explained the basic and broad principles for good governance, and the first thing in that is that a person believes in accountability, that is on the day of judgment, that a person will be accountable for all his actions. Until that is not there, there can't be good governance. And when that is there, then a person will consider everyone over whom he is ruling. And the effect of that will be a very, very thoughtful government for the poor, the needy, the yatim, the orphan, etc. For all those people, like in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there were stipends fixed for all people. Everyone who was an invalid, who was in need in any way. So that type of governance will come into existence. Then the other, to be reminded of that all the time and to act according to that, is the 5 times namaz a day. Now in that aspect also Allah Ta'ala explains we are very weak, and Allah explains here, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ فِي الْخَرَابِهِ هُنْ نَمَازِيُكِ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. جو اپنی نماز سے بے خبر ہے. There is destruction for those namazis, those people who make namaz. Allah says here, yeah, there is destruction for them. Who are they? Those people who are unmindful of their salat, who are unmindful of their namaz. And there are various degrees and levels of that. One is, we can well consider, like for example, we have the 15 Shaban night. The next morning for Fajr, how full our masjid is. All those people are supposed to be here now also. In Ramadan for Fajr, our masjid is so full. Where are all those people? We are unmindful of our namaz. We make it, we don't make it. We are present, we are not present. We don't give that importance. Whereas, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah." The most important thing according to me in your lives is namaz. So namaz has to be there. So first of all, and we consider in our families also, from our young children, those who have become baligh already, when we go home now, will they be awake? Have they made their namaz, or are they still sleeping? All those people on whom namaz is compulsory. In our home, we are responsible for our namazes also. We are responsible for those people who are in our care also, whether they are making namaz or not. And then another level of it is that we have come for namaz, we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for that, but how much were we present now in the masjid? Or was only our body present and our minds were floating around in the whole world? Everywhere else our thoughts were going. So we also were unmindful of our namaz. How much of concentration did we have in our namaz? If we make in our namaz, that is also under shukr, our body, we are making our ruku, our sajda. But our minds, our hearts are not yet in the namaz. So that is also a very important aspect, that we make the namaz the object of our lives. That namaz must be established in my life, in our homes, in our communities, in our societies. Hazrat Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi would commonly say to the brothers in the Mashura that let us all get together and try and at least bring one command of Allah 100% alive. And that is the command of namaz. After iman, the most important thing is namaz. How much are we aware of our namazes? Fajr we have come, and then consider the rest of the day also. Our zuhr, our asr, our maghrib, our isha. How much are we regular with our namazes? That is outwardly, physically. And then inwardly, the concentration and devotion. And how much are we making effort to try and improve our namazes? Or are we just taking it that, well, this is my namaz, and that is how I'm going to carry on till my mort? No improvement in our namaz. Or have we got some concern that I have to improve my namaz? This is a very important thing. So Allah Ta'ala says that those people who are so unmindful of their namaz, and الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاؤُونَ وہ جو دِخْلَاوَا کرتے ہیں, and if they make namaz, many of them are just for show. That is, they don't make the namaz, but if they are caught up in a group of people who are making namaz, now they have to go also. Now they can't excuse themselves. But they are just doing it outwardly. Their heart is not in that namaz. They are just doing some exercise. They are going to the masjid, making their namaz, but they are just doing it to show the others who they are with, that I'm not somebody separate, I'm also. And this is all the qualities of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. That their namazes are such, they're not worried of their namaz. If they make it, there's no concentration, just a slapdash job they do up and down, and they finish their namaz. No thought of the namaz, no feeling for the namaz, and they don't make the namazes normally. When they get caught up with people who are namazes, now they are ashamed, and they feel shy that if I don't make namaz, what will all say about me? So then they make the namaz, but also just an outward show of the namaz. And all this we can well see when the most important thing after our iman, and we all know the condition of our iman also, then it is practically and physically the thing that shows is our namaz. When the ummah is so weak in namaz, and then many times we ask, why are we suffering like this in the world? As though that Allah, na'uz billah, is making zulam. We have brought iman, yet the Muslims are suffering so much. The standard which Allah wants from the Muslims, at least of our namaz, that it be in order. The one command of Allah Ta'ala. When we are so weak in our namazes, and throughout the world, wherever we see, we are generally very, very weak in our namazes. People who show statistics, they say about 90% of the ummah hasn't got namaz at all in their lives. The 10% have got here and there a little bit, some only weekly Jummah namaz, some only Eid namaz, some only one day namaz in the week, etc. When that is the condition of our namazes, then what the condition we are going through, and we are still alive, and Islam's name is still taken. This is also only the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah give us all tawfiq that we try and bring namaz alive in our lives, in every way, and then in our homes, our families. And if we can't do more, people don't want to listen, at least du'as we can make. We should ask ourselves, how much do we make du'a also, that a certain family member, neighbors, whoever it might be, we know they are not making namaz, are we at least making du'a for them? Our own namazes, are we making du'a, that, oh Allah, make my namaz what is called a namaz, which is in reality a namaz, not just an exercise, not just going up and down, but what is a namaz. And dua doesn't cost us anything whatsoever. And if we have got that feeling, then inshallah Allah will also treat us accordingly. So namaz is a very important aspect in our lives, and we have to make effort that it becomes alive completely in our lives, in quantity also, correct, all our namazes must be there, and then in quality also we have to make effort. Allah give us all tawfiq that we make effort, and that namaz becomes alive in the ummah, on which Allah's great, great help is promised if namaz is alive in our lives.